Viewers of the most recent Buffalo Bills game saw an ad sponsored by Erie County Democrats that criticized Republican candidate Rob Astorino for being a Miami Dolphins fan.
We'll all be rooting for our Buffalo Bills. Well, everyone that is, except Rob Astorino.
The spot features a photo of Astorino at the Dolphins Stadium.
When Rob Astorino comes asking for your vote, let's remember who was on our team.
In the ad's photo, Astorino appears to be standing alone. But the GOP candidate says the original photo featured him and his then 6-year-old son, Sean. He says his son was apparently photoshopped out of the picture.
To wipe out my 6-year-old son, who was 6 at the time, from a very cherished family photo of he and I at a Dolphins game together, is just, you know, pretty low for him.
Astorino's campaign, which is severely underfunded compared to the millions of dollars available to the incumbent governor, responded in a video that has been making its way through social media. It features Sean Astorino, now 11, and he takes Cuomo to task.
Dear Governor Cuomo, I went to a football game with my dad when I was 7. It was a really great day for me. It was one of my favorite pictures ever with my dad. It wasn't very nice of you that you cut me out of it. Do you really like chopping up Astorino family photos? We wouldn't do that to you.
The candidate's son ends with a parting shot.
And oh, while I've got you, stop telling lies about my dad on TV. Best regards, Sean Astorino.
While it may be unusual to run ads criticizing a candidate's choice of sports team, it's becoming more common for candidates to feature their children in ads. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in last year's mayoral race placed his teenage son Dante in a television ad. It proved more popular than commercials featuring his father. Governor Cuomo did not directly address the photoshopping of Astorino's son when he was asked by reporters in 2 separate appearances in Syracuse and New Paltz. But Cuomo did say he believes that the Erie County Democrats felt that legally they could not use a picture of a child without the parent's permission, and he tried to distance himself from the ad.
By law, they had to do that. So that's either a yes or a no. But look, my campaign is not going to be about any of this silliness.
Both candidates have been relying heavily on negative ads to paint their opponent in an unfavorable light. Astorino, in his spot, says Cuomo failed to adequately create jobs or cut taxes, and he links the governor to a federal investigation of an ethics panel that Cuomo created. But the GOP challenger says the attack ads against him go too far when they accuse Astorino of racketeering, conspiracy, and fraud. The Republican candidate is using another tactic to fight back, this time humor.
Cuomo locked Santa in a chimney. Humpty Dumpty, Cuomo shoved him off that wall.
He's the worst man in the world.
He's a monster.
If Andrew Cuomo can make up stories about Rob Astorino, 2 can play that game.
The Astorino campaign says in addition to social media, they will be airing that ad on TV stations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.